And we're back with the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. And we've got a full house here for this segment of Speaking of the Arts. We've got Diana Delling from the Lenzic Performing Arts Center. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning.
We've also got Diane Karpis with us. She's a champion for KSFR, and she's going to be telling us all about the an event this Monday at the Lenzic with the Yes Men.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Really well, thanks. It's so nice to be here. I love listening to you on Friday morning.
Oh, thank you. It's new territory for me.
Well, it's old territory for us, and here's the shout-out for anyone who's listening in on Friday morning to Speaking of the Arts. KSFR Community Public Radio brings it to you every Friday, and you've got Diana Dellings, and sometimes you've got Rob DeWalt, and you've got Mary Charlotte, and you've got the whole group, especially here with Max, and this is a service we provide to the community. And on Monday night, we are bringing the Yes Men, who are literally iconoclastic revolutionaries. They're two artists who met in graduate school and decided that they had to make work that made a difference in the world. And this event on Monday night is going to be the North American premiere of a documentary about the how and why of the Yes Men. It's about breaking out of the traditional PR systems and making corporate crime and corporate greed visible. They're the revealers. They're kind of the national and international court jesters. And they're going to be at the Lenzic at 7 o'clock on Monday night. And they're going to be screening their new documentary, The Yes Men Are Revolting. And it's a film that was directed by Laura Nix. I think Mary Charlotte spoke with Laura about this film. It's won 5 stars from the Tomatoes, you know, the Rotten Tomatoes.
The Rotten Tomatoes.
No. Yes. It's the people who have seen it.
Fresh.
It's really an amazing film. And it's about being brave. And it's about being inventive and creative. And it's about finding those people that inspire you and helping them to do their job better, to get the word out, to get public attention. So anyone who is happy with Speaking of the Arts, anyone who loves KSFR, one of the few community-based public radio stations that's not NPR and it's not PBS, it is our community station, needs to come out and support that station and be entertained and transformed and transported all at the same time, Monday night, 7 o'clock at the Lenzic. And we have to do a hats off to the Lenzic for supporting this fundraiser as well.
That's our pleasure. And yeah, please everyone come out and support KSFR at this benefit event.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and here's the other thing. If you're a student or you're a kid, you can come for free. All you have to do is go over to the box office with your ID, or obviously if you look like you're a kid, you can get in. And to parents who are listening, this is a great opportunity because these are two young men who really are opening the possibilities for having voices heard in the most hilarious and creative ways. There are no four-letter words. There's nothing horribly, you know, challenging there, nothing illegal. It's all about using the system to sort of peel back that corporate facade and say, whoa, these guys say they're green, but here's what they're actually doing. And they work with all kinds of organizations and activists around the country to help them to have their programs and their projects move forward.
Tickets are still available. To remind everyone, you can get your tickets at ticketsantafe.org,
mm-hmm,
or at the Lenzic box office. You can call 988-1234. And we really encourage everyone to come be entertained and inspired and support KSFR.
And if you've got the money, a really nice thing to do would be to go to that very same Ticket Santa Fe website or to call and pay $100. Ooh, I'm not supposed to say that on air. Sorry. And pay a little bit more to come and meet the Yes Men at a reception at La Fonda, which is 5 o'clock before the film is screened.
And there will be food, too. And
right. Food and drink.
And fun.
All kinds of wonderful fun to support KSFR.
It really is the triple threat. For those of our listeners who haven't seen the previous films, they're hilarious films. These guys go on TV and pretend to be other people and dupe the system and stick it to the man. And they're going to be here. I've been a fan of their films for years. And their new movie, this is the North American premiere of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So no one has seen it yet, and they're going to be here presenting it. It's and the proceeds from the event go to support your local radio station. I think it's really the triple threat. And anyone out there who's seen these movies should be aware that the Yes Men are going to be here in person.
And their real focus now is fighting for change in environmental issues. So they're working with native communities, they're working with communities that deal with coal, that deal with uranium, that deal with fracking, that deal with oil. And they have brought together sort of their ingenious team to help forward those movements and those inspired activists.
So that's the Yes Men Are Revolting Monday at 7 p.m. at the Lindsay Performing Arts Center.
And 5 o'clock at La Fonda if you can come and support them in a bigger way. The tickets at the Lindsay are very reasonable.
You can call starting at 10, but
that's
you can
right.
go online right away.
Yes, indeed. So these are guys that are entertaining. The film is just hilarious. And The Yes Men Are Revolting is an entertaining but a very serious documentary about what the Yes Men have done to reveal the truth, to bring the sort of real world activities and to clarify issues and bring public attention to some of the most, I think, pernicious corporate activities and goals that are in direct conflict with what the corporation's PR says.
So they've been measuring their results?
They have. A good example is the first big event, the big action that they did was back on the 20th anniversary of Bhopal, the worst public disaster of corporate pollution in India. And they decided for the 20th anniversary, just out of graduate school as artists, that they were going to do a website. And the website was going to be called ethics@dow.com. And so they put together all of the things that, if they were Dow, they would do. They would clean up the site that is still devastated. And when Dow bought Union Carbide went bankrupt in order to avoid cleaning up the disaster at Bhopal. And so they bought Union Carbide, and with Union Carbide, they got all kinds of assets, but also the responsibilities for the disaster. And they did nothing about it. Union Carbide had given each family who had lost someone in the disaster $500 and said, that's really all an Indian needs. Said that publicly. And so on the website, ethics@dow.com, they said, we're going to take the money that we really earned from buying out Union Carbide, which was $800 billion of assets, and we're going to put that money to work to clear our conscience. Clear our conscience. It's such a great phrase to hear from a corporation. And so they created this website, and they were going to remunerate all of the families, clean up the website, you know, build new schools, put in new infrastructure, all of which had been destroyed. And the BBC took a researcher, a young researcher, and said, find out what's going on around the 20th anniversary of Bhopal. The researcher found their website, website called ethics@dow.com, and called them. And there are Mike and Andy in their little garage studio with a phone. And the call comes in from BBC, and they say, we want you to come on and talk about all of this. This is so inspiring. This is what corporations really should be doing, being responsible. And they said, okay, we'll come on and talk. So they go on French BBC. They do a half-hour interview that is simply explaining what Dow should be doing. Get done. Dow stock starts wobbling because obviously there's a huge commitment to a community. And Dow, after the interview, calls the BBC and says, what? was that? And they said, well, we called your ethics department. And they went, ethics department? We don't have an ethics department. And so by doing their stuff, and Dow sued them, but in fact what they did was not illegal. They didn't say we're Dow. They said we're ethics at Dow.com. And when they went on the radio, they talked about what corporations should do when they destroy the environment while they're making profits. And so it began their trajectory, and that's been going on for 20 years. And they've dealt with Halliburton, and they've dealt with the NSA, and they've dealt with mining in Kentucky, the mountain removal mining. They've dealt with the coal trains that are moving through Wyoming and Montana all the way across to Washington State that are polluting the environment. And they deal with water, and they deal with alternative energies. But they always do it in support of the activists and the movements that are already trying to move these ideas forward. So they're sort of their wacko PR system. And it works every single time.
And they continue to trick. Is trick the right word?
Well, they're tricksters.
Slyly mislead people into what most of us would say is doing the right thing, but they continue to be able to pull it off.
It's not so much misleading as allowing for these people to think they're legit and then being able to speak truth to power.
Right.
And truth to power is at the very core of democracy. So even when they had suits against them, the suits were always called frivolous, because they really have not broken laws. They haven't done anything wrong. They've simply been wildly creative, which is what artists are there to do, to create a sort of parallel universe that reveals truth.
Speaking truth to power, it's why we have artists, it's why we have public radio.
Absolutely.
It's why we have the Yes Men in person at the North American premiere of their new movie this Monday at the Lenzig at 7 p.m. Check it out.
Come on out, support KSFR, and have one of the most entertaining film experiences ever.
Let's see what else we have this weekend. Diana, what do you have for us?
I've got something else going on at the Lenzig before the Yes Men come on Monday. This is this weekend. The Santa Fe Musical Theater Festival is coming to the Lenzig. This is a really interesting program that's put on by Santa Fe Musical Theater Works. And they have brought in writers and directors from all over the country to present three new musicals that are still in development. There'll be staged readings of the new musicals, so they won't be fully staged, but they will be presented in their entirety, and you get a chance to look at something that's still being developed. You see how the actors are still working with the directors to perfect lines and music and how things are presented. They've been working for 2 weeks. All the writers and directors flew into Santa Fe. They selected three musicals to present, and they've all been working on revising and polishing their musicals, getting ready for this weekend. Tonight, the first one will be presented at 7:30. It's called Pooch, and it's a musical that's kind of operatic almost. It's about a man, a New York resident, trying to make it in the music industry, who is channeling the dog of Puccini. Puccini's being channeled, and that one's at 7:30. If you come on tonight and check it out, if you like it, you can come to the other two musicals that'll be screened. We'll have a different one at 2:00 tomorrow, a different one at 5 p.m. tomorrow, and then at 8 will be highlights from all three of the earlier musicals. So it'll be the best of the festival kind of thing at 8 tomorrow.
Bob Martin is a genius, and his programming literally touches and covers every aspect of all of our communities. But one of the great things that he has always done is to support theater.
And he really does.
But especially to support theater in its becoming, to give young and alternative programming a place to be seen and heard. And God bless Bob Martin.
I agree with that. He's my great boss. So, yeah, come on down and see the Santa Fe Musical Theater Festival this weekend at the Lenzig.
So, some other theater that's going on is a trio of things that are going on at the Teatro Paraguas. So they're doing an Iliad, and they're doing Cassandra. And an Iliad is going to be tonight at Teatro Paragua, and if I'm not mistaken, it's at 7:30. And then Cassandra is going to be later in the weekend, also at 7:30, also at Teatro Paragua. And there's another theater that really does amazing work, and especially work in Spanish, in foreign language, to allow Santa Fe, that's, you know, the diversity of our communities are rarely really represented in general in the arts communities around. So hats off to Teatro Paragua.
Let's see, we've also got a ton of music this weekend in Madrid. They're having a Love as Revolution Festival with 16 bands, a bunch of vendors. There's healing arts, yoga, camping, and more. Starts this Friday at 10 o'clock. Friday is tonight. Tonight at 10 kicks off the Love as Revolution Festival in Madrid. You can go check it out, see the music, and I think it's happening all weekend.
There's flamenco at El Farol. That's on Saturday night. And the Rail Yard Plaza Concert Series is also kicking it off on Saturday night.
It's a busy weekend.
It is a very busy weekend. Other things that are going on is there's a wonderful opening at Blue Rain Gallery tonight. It's the second Invitational Glass Show, and Blue Rain does the most amazing job presenting the work of indigenous artists, all contemporary practitioners. So check that one out. The other thing that's opening tonight is another great resource in Santa Fe, and that's Santa Fe Clay.
They have an opening tonight? They're on
Santa
the
Fe Clay, yep, has an opening of Sharbani Dasgupta and Brian Molofny. And this is kicking off their summer program at Santa Fe Clay. The lectures are, and the openings are free to the public, and there's going to be a lecture later in the weekend, I think on Saturday.
Let's not forget our friend David Geist, the eminent cabaret pianist. You can catch him two times this weekend, tonight at Pranzo and tomorrow night at Pranzo. Both performances are 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Tomorrow night he's appearing with Julie Trujillo. He's a friend of the program and a fantastic musician. You can catch him at Pranzo almost every weekend.
On Sunday on Museum Hill, the Wheelwright Museum will be opening a brand new gallery. It's the Center for the Study of Southwestern Jewelry. And this is a really big deal. It's the first major gallery expansion in the museum's almost eight-decade history. And it will feature, as the name sounds, Southwestern Jewelry by
Lolama and other major native creators that have been collected around the world for so many years, and now they're creating a museum environment to document.
It's
and
really
educate.
Cool. It's a free day for the public, yep. And it's from 10 to 4. There'll be all kinds of activities. You can check out the new gallery. There'll be food vendors, jewelry demonstrations, kids' activities, sand painting, and it's all free at Museum Hill at the Wheelwright Museum on Sunday.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
The Wheelwright is one of the gems of
really
Santa
is.
Fe. And the main part of the museum is constructed like a hogan. So it's really a special, very intimate space to be looking at indigenous practice. And when the Wheelwright does it, they do it right. Another event that's going on tonight, there are two things that I wanted to mention. One is tonight at Collected Works Bookstore and Coffee Shop is going to be a jazz concert with Bert Dalton Trio. Oh. Bert Dalton's probably the best jazz pianist in New Mexico, and that's going to be a collaboration between Collected Works and KSFR. So,
music and Collected Works.
Exactly.
Up in this combo
and from
KSFR.
6 to 7:30, and it is just glorious to have jazz at the bookstore because it's got great acoustics. It's really warm and cozy and sort of salon-like.
Wow. Let's see. I'm hearing music, and I think we're almost out of time. But I just wanted to get one final plug in for the
Yes Men,
the North American premiere. No one has seen this movie. The new Yes Men movie is going to be at the Lansing Performing Arts Center Monday at 7 p.m.
Yes, it is.
This is a benefit for KSFR. So, if you like the Yes-Men, if you've ever heard of them, if you'd like to see something hilarious that has a positive effect on the planet we live on, go check it out. That's the Yes-Men on Monday.